Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring the top Billboard Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson, the Commodores, the Spinners, Lionel Richie, the Isley Brothers, Boys to Men, the Jackson 5, and the Four Tops. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature top Billboard Motown artists.
Without you once You laughed at me. You said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that flew away. So many words we didn't say. Two people lost in a storm. Where did we go? Where'd we go?
Commodores with Still, and they were the 99th most popular Billboard Motown artist, and Still reached number one from 1979 from the Commodores. And we started with Smokey Robinson and One Heartbeat, number 10 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1987, and Smokey was the 175th most popular Billboard Motown artist. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all the top Billboard Motown artists. Well, coming up, the 90th most popular Billboard Motown artist, The Spinners, with It's a Shame. Well, It's a Shame was co-written by Stevie Wonder, his wife Syreeta Wright, and Lee Garrett, and it was produced by Stevie Wonder as a single for The Spinners. The single became The Spinners' most popular single on the Motown record label, since they had signed with the company in 1964, and it was also their biggest hit in a decade. Well, the lineup of The Spinners included original members Paris Jackson, Henry Farnborough, Billy Henderson and Billy Smith, and lead vocalist G.C. Cameron. The quintet recorded the single in 1970. Well, the song, which is about a man who complains about a lover's messing around on him, became a huge hit for the group, reaching number 14 in the Billboard Hot 100 charts and number 3 in the Rhythm and Blues Singles charts. The song was the first song that Stevie Wonder produced for another act by himself. Well, 2 years later, the Spinners would leave Motown for a contract with Atlantic Records on the advice of fellow Detroit native Aretha Franklin, who was also an artist on that label. Well, G.C. Cameron was having an affair with Gwen Gordy, who was the sister of Motown founder Berry Gordy, so he decided to stay with Motown, and the group hired Cameron's cousin, Felipe Wynn, to replace him. Later, G.C. Cameron moved with the Gordys to Los Angeles and stayed with Motown for over a decade. Well, here are the Spinners. It's a Shame right here on Motown Memories.
It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way
hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone, waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame when you mess around with your man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with her and then you throw it away.
Why do you use me? Play to confuse me. How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? For save my time, as a fool.
It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. It's a shame. You won't appreciate the love we try to make. Oh, it's a got to be a shame.
Why do you use me? Why to confuse me? How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? Set my
always. Oh, that's the way it should be.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from the Isley Brothers' Twist and Shout, recorded on the Wand record label before they joined Motown, and the Isley Brothers were the 69th most popular Billboard Motown artist, and Twist and Shout reached number 17 from 1962. It was first recorded by a group called Top Notes in 1961. Before that, Lionel Richie with Say You, Say Me, number 1 from 1985, and Lionel Richie was the 86th most popular Motown artist. And that song was taken from the movie called White Nights. And we started with The Spinners and It's a Shame, reaching number 14 from 1970. And The Spinners were the 90th most popular Motown artist. That song was also written and produced by Stevie Wonder. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, featuring the top Billboard Motown artist. Coming up, the 57th most popular Billboard Motown artist, Boyz II Men, and I'll Make Love to You right here on Motown Memories.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night. We're gonna celebrate all through the night.
For the wine, light the fire. Girl, your wish is my command.
I submit to your demands. I will do anything. Girl, you need only ask.
I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight.
Yeah.
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Feel that you can make it all alone. Remember, no one is big enough to go it alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurt and pain of losing a love can never regain.
Just
ask the lonely. The young and foolish laugh at love, slowly run away. Confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way. Lonely, how vainly a heart can yearn for losing a love that will never return.
Just
ask they'll tell you. Tell you a story of sadness, a story too hard to believe. They'll tell you the loneliest one is me.
Just ask
me. Ask me. I'm the loneliest one.
The Four Tops with Ask the Lonely, and then reached number 24 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965, and the Four Tops were the 49th most popular Billboard Motown artist. Before that, the Jackson 5 and I'll Be There, number one from 1970, and that was their fourth or fifth number ones in a row. And the Jackson 5 were the 55th most popular Billboard Motown artist. And we started with Boys to Men and I'll Make Love to You, number one from 1994, and Boys to Men were the 57th most popular Billboard Motown artist. Well, this half hour, we've featured top Billboard Motown artists. Coming in after the break, more top Billboard Motown artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.